You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. The Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons on his own people, and he was warned against that, doing that by the President of the United States. And yet, he went ahead with that terrifying act recently, and he'd also done it once before. So he's done it at least twice, taking some of those weapons out of his 1,000 tons of chemical weapons. A frightening scenario, to say the least. And you can see what we're talking about when you look at all of those terrifying and just emotionally draining images of those people who have been afflicted by those chemical weapons. You see their bodies, body limbs jerking uncontrollably. They're foaming at the mouth. Their sometimes eyes are bulging because of the poison gas, apparently. All kinds of problems like that, and there are little children right in the midst of it, hysterical. Now, these are images that ought to move us and stir us, because this is our world and this is a big part of our future. If you stop and accept the reality of what is going on here, the U.S. has already sent 4 warships over there and 1 submarine, and they say there is going to be some kind of an attack. It's not a matter of if, but when. When they decide to do something. News commentators wonder what it all means. What is going on here? Now, you can't really understand that unless you understand Bible prophecy. And Bible prophecy makes that very clear. If you look, and if you're honest with yourself, you know that these weapons of mass destruction are out of control. There's nobody that control them. Nobody can really stop what is happening as far as men are concerned. They simply can't do it. But the Bible, your Bible, tells you exactly what this is all about and what these weapons of mass destruction are going to do to this world. That means chemical, biological, and the worst of all, nuclear weapons. That's what this is all about, and what is happening in Syria is a twofold sign. Now, you need to think about this, please, if you will. It's a twofold sign of our future in this world. It is a sign of what is coming, and Bible prophecy makes that very clear. The answer is in Bible prophecy, and you can see that it has a lot of bad news, but it has the most wonderful conclusion you could imagine. If you look at just nuclear weapons today, and I write about this in my Habakkuk booklet, but the experts talk about a nuclear winter, which is the result of a nuclear war, and it just blots out the sun by a dust cloud, and the sun doesn't reach the earth, and then you have a nuclear winter and all of those very negative results of that. It's quite a study if you ever wanted to get into it. But there was a prophet by the name of Habakkuk. God gave him a vision of what was going to happen in this end time. It is for this end time. That book is clearly for this end time, and we have a booklet that will prove that to you. But notice what he said when he just saw a vision of it. And then you have to imagine, well, what is it going to be like when people experience that? Notice what it did to Habakkuk, just seeing the vision. This is verse 16 of Habakkuk 3. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. That's today. And he comes up unto the people and he will invade them with his troops. So he never envisioned anything this terrifying, and his belly trembled and his lips quivered. And rottenness just entered into his bones, the bones which just holds the frame of our body together. It's as if Habakkuk almost became like a blob. It was so unnerving to him what he saw in that vision. Now this is real. It's as real as what you're seeing on your television screen every day about those people who have been afflicted with this poison gas, these chemical weapons. That's how real it is. That's what Habakkuk was talking about. And even worse than that, frankly. Even worse than that, by far. God revealed to Habakkuk what was going to happen in this end time. Now, what are people going to do when they experience that? Well, you can get a pretty good idea by looking at what happened to the Syrian people that received that poison gas. It's just something that you'd think would never happen to human beings. You'd think that would never happen, but it does. And it's just ceaseless. It keeps going on and on and on. And it keeps spreading. Notice verse 17 of this chapter. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flocks shall be cut off from the field, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What is that? Horror times horror times horror. Or even the trees don't blossom. That's nuclear winter, cutting the sun off from this earth. And of course, it's also a nuclear attack. It's a massive one at that. But what is it like when there are no grapes on the vines? No olives from the olive trees? No sheep in the pens? No cattle in the stalls? What has happened in that vision? Now, this is not my word. This is the Word of God. And you can prove this is for this end time that we're living in right now. You can prove that yourself. Are you willing, and am I willing, to look at it for what it says and accept God's Word for what it says? Now, as I said, there's good news at the end of this like you've never even heard before. Very good news. But only nuclear power could produce that terrible disaster. Habakkuk 3, verses 18 and 19. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. So Habakkuk is saying, look, if we have this vision that God gives us, we're going to see the end result of all this, and it's going to make us feel like we're just walking on clouds, that we're bounding around like a deer. And that's the good news he saw as well, that we need to understand. Let's back up a little and go to Habakkuk 2 in verse 2 to focus more on when this vision is coming to us. Verse 2, and the Eternal answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables so people can understand it, that he may run that reads it. In other words, that people may see this and run, be urgent to find God, because that's the only solution. The only solution. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. This Habakkuk vision is going to speak. speak to people in this end time. That's why it was written in a book, for this end time. It's going to speak to people in this end time. Has it spoken to me? Has it spoken to you? God says it's going to speak. This vision is for the end, and it's going to speak. Have you heard that vision or seen it talked about? Where is that vision today? Where is this vision that God has given us? Matthew 24 and verse 33 says we better know when it's at the door. We'd better know. You see, you can prove this. You don't have to take my word for it. God isn't telling us to do something that we can't prove. He isn't telling us something's going to happen that we can't prove. He doesn't want us to walk by blind faith. He wants our faith to be based upon provable facts from the Bible and news in the world. Notice verse 14, if you think there isn't good news coming. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Wow. And God's Word is going to fill this earth. It's about to fill this earth, and this is all in the same context. It's all in the same context that Habakkuk was talking about in Habakkuk 3. It's all tied to the WMDs. The good news. This earth is about to be filled with the Word of God as the waters fill the sea. Do we believe these prophets of God who wrote these messages for us because they were inspired and moved and stirred by the living God? Notice Habakkuk 1 and verse 1. Now here's something else that's in the same context of the nuclear attack and the nuclear disaster and the weapons of mass destruction. What does this have to do with it? The incident here. Same context and a rather strange statement here, and it's right in that book, and it's an event that actually dates when these terrifying events are going to unfold that have been here on this earth in no other generation. Only in this end time. Everybody ought to be able to prove that to themselves. Notice what it says in Habakkuk 1 and verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Verse 2. O eternal, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out unto you of violence and you will not save. So something was going on inside of Habakkuk's little group of people who were God's people. And it was only a type of what's happened in this end time in God's church when 95% of them have rebelled against God. What he experienced then was only a little type of what's happening today. Verse 3, why do you show me lawlessness or iniquity and cause me to behold grievance for spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention? The strife means personal or legal. Contention comes from maidan, which means to strive is at the law. Well, what is he talking about? The Anchor Bible says that it's closer to the language of law courts. What is going on? What is Habakkuk talking about that ties in with these weapons of mass destruction in this end time? Now, isn't that baffling to most people, but it isn't to the people of God, the true people of God. It isn't. Did that happen? Well, yes, there has been something that went on in the courts of the land, which it says here could be corruption in the courts. And oh, is there ever corruption in the courts? But you see, God had his little remnant fight for the truth of God. Fight for it. Don't let people take it away from you. Fight for it, and you'll know what's in God's mind and what He's doing on this earth and what's about to happen way ahead of the news that's reported. That's a guarantee. Verse 4, therefore the law is slacked and judgment does never go forth, for the wicked discompass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceeds. Now here is a court battle where you have some unjust judges, and still God gave the victory to His people. He gave the power to hang on and cling to God's truth right before the eyes of the world and before 95% of God's rebellious people. They saw it all happen. And they're without excuse. This is all, as the Anchor Bible says, in a judicial language of justice, in the office of a judge, a lawsuit, verdict, and so on, or it could be describing corruption in the courts or a formal lawsuit. That's what it's talking about. But notice how Habakkuk introduces something here that ought to really grab our attention, but it doesn't for most people. I have to tell you ahead of time, God says most people won't get it. But we should notice what Habakkuk said. Behold, you among the heathen, those rebellious people in God's own church, in regard and wonder marvelously. And I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. People are going to tell you about it, and you're not going to believe it because you're not close to God and letting Him give you His faith. This is proof that God's own people rebelled against Him in this end time. And where it says wonder marvelously, if you look at the Hebrew, it means wonder, wonder. I mean, this is something to really inspire and uplift and stir and just electrify us spiritually. But people hear it, but they won't believe it. They won't believe this court battle produced a miracle by God that is just filled with wonder and wonder, double wonder, the Hebrew says. And that means it's really exciting and ought to fill our lives with joy and excitement and abundant living. But unfortunately, it doesn't for most people. But to see the time when all these WMDs begin to really spread, as it is at the time of a court battle in God's own church. But it's also a time when that vision is going to speak, because look, that little remnant that was clinging to God's truth proclaimed that vision of Habakkuk. They must, that is their responsibility. They must do that. Wonder, wonder, wonder marvelously at what God is doing before your eyes. Wonder marvelously. What a future God has for His people. Daniel 12 and verse 1, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of your people. This is Daniel 12 and verse 1 from Daniel the prophet. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. God's going to have to protect them physically. That's what that means. And our booklet on Daniel will prove that to you. Time of trouble so bad that no nation has ever experienced it before. It's just talking about an extension and a massive weapons of mass destruction rather than a little start over in Syria. Oh, is it prophesied to get a lot worse before it gets better? I mean, the Bible is just sprinkled with prophecies that tell us this. So many of them. that man is without excuse. But man doesn't believe God. Even when he performs a miracle right before his eyes, he still doesn't believe God. And God means by believe, act on what he says. He doesn't mean just know about it. He means be a doer of the deed. Be a doer of the word that produces deeds is the way I should have expressed that. Those WMDs, as they're called, weapons of mass destruction, forecast the worst trouble this earth has ever, ever, ever known. Isn't that something that ought to cause us to pause and say, well, now maybe we'd better look at what God says here and ponder that and pray about that and do something about it? Well, that's what God is saying, verses 2 and 3, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Wow. Well, that's not bad news. What, you mean this worst trouble ever is going to lead into something like that where men can't, they can't rule themselves, but once they learn that God has to rule us, He's going to, and they turn to God, He's going to reward them where they're going to look like the brightness of the firmament, like the stars that shine forever and ever, they are going to shine forever and ever. Now that's a fantastic reward that is almost indescribable. But it's true, and you can prove every word of it. You can prove every single word of it. I'll tell you, these prophecies are so inspiring and so moving, and we need to understand them deeply. If the United States, and they're going to intervene in Syria, but if they don't do it with a devastating strategy, most of the experts believe it's actually going to cause the weapons of mass destruction to spread even more rapidly than what they are now. Because the people who are getting into that see that they can get away with just about anything. And who else is going to try to stop them but except the U.S.? Is there anybody else? Notice Matthew 24, and we'll conclude there, where it says, verse 6, "And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." Verse 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and famines and pestilences and earthquakes in different places." All these are the beginning of sorrows. What you see in Syria, well, that's just the beginning. Then verses 21 and 22, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." No time ever like it, no trouble ever like it on this earth. And we get a pretty good taste of it by looking at what's happening in Syria. Are we learning from that? Verse 22, "And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved alive, as the prophet says. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Now you see, that's the bad news, and that's the good news. Here is that twofold sign of those weapons of mass destruction. Number one, it's a sign of the worst time of suffering ever on this planet. But just the beginning of it. And number two, it's a sign that that beginning is going to end with the coming of the Messiah to stop that suffering and that madness and stop evil men from killing their own people. And he's going to stop it forever. Now, that We just have to see that this is all out of man's control. Where is it going to end? Well, if it's out of man's control, some other evil spirit being is in control, you can be sure. And he is full of wrath because he knows his time's short. He knows there's good news right down the road, Revelation 12 and verse 12. But to see again, the bad news is a sign of these weapons of mass destruction, but that's only the beginning of sorrows. The great and wonderful news is the end result of it all. And it's all tied together as one package. And the Messiah is about to return to this earth and bring us that joy and peace and all the good things that we always want. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
For more information on today's program, we're offering you three free booklets. Our free booklets on Habakkuk, We Have Had Our Last Chance, and The Wonderful World Tomorrow will give you a full picture of the times just ahead of us. While there's terrible news that you need to be aware of, the escalation of wars and violence will end in the return of Jesus Christ to this earth. There's a great hope just on the horizon, but also a time of testing and tribulation. The conflict in Syria is just a small picture of the destruction that will be caused by weapons of mass destruction. Christ prophesied of these events in Matthew 24. You need to understand what God's Word says will occur in the very near future. It will affect your life. Request our free booklets on Habakkuk, We Have Had Our Last Chance, and The Wonderful World Tomorrow. Operators are standing by to take your request. You'll also be sent a free subscription to our news magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet. The Trumpet continues to help you understand your world by looking at today's most relevant headlines in light of Bible prophecy. Please visit us online at thetrumpet.com for daily columns and videos. Don't miss our latest issue with Gerald Flurry's article, The Mystery of the Royal British Throne. Other articles include, Are You Causing Climate Change? And Detroit Bankruptcy. Nothing to see here. All our literature is free. Order your free literature now. To request the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. Again, that's 1-800-339-7629. To watch the program online, visit us at keyofdavid.com.